KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Wowee, Ralph, what happened to your car?
What do you mean, what happened to it? I just had $3,000 worth of paint and bodywork done on it, Bob.
You didn't go to Brown Auto Body, did you?
Well, no. This guy had a little shop behind his house. Look, I could have taken it to Brown Auto Body. Hey, I could still take it to Brown Auto Body. Of course, that'll mean I paid double when I didn't have to.
Brown Auto Body, specializing in insurance and collision repair, superior service, pickup and delivery, and access to rental cars that'll make your misfortune just a little easier. Put your trust in Dana Cooper and the boys at Brown Auto Body, 3rd and Elm in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Well, let's check some high school sports over the weekend. On Saturday, Atlantic won its own baseball tournament. The Trojans beat Perry 4-3 in the opening round, while Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Red Oak 16-3. The third-place game saw Perry down Red Oak 14-1, and in the championship, it was Atlantic, a 3-2 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard for the title. Atlantic also placed four players on the all-tourney team, including Gunnar Bloom, Chad Christensen, Christian Holzoffel, and Garrett Eblen. All were named all-tournament selections for the Trojans. Also on Saturday, boys baseball at the Carroll Tournament, Denison beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-4. They lost to Algona 10-2. In other boys baseball Saturday, it was Griswold over Villisca 2-1, Ogden beating Griswold 10-0, Orient Maxburg 11-5 over Bedford, Corning beat Bedford 10-0, Corning over Orient Maxburg 12-2, Carroll beat Lincoln Estherville Lincoln Central 7-1, and it was Fort Dodge St. Edmund over St. Albert by a final of 5-3. Also in girls softball on Saturday at the Creston Tourney, it was Ogden over Nottoway Valley 4-3, Ogden beat Clarinda 7-1, Nottoway Valley down in Clarinda 11-10, Red Oak 6-2 over Griswold, Red Oak also beat Mount Air in 8 innings 5-3, Bishop Heelan Catholic over Mount Air 13-1, Mount Air defeating Atlantic 10-3, Griswold beat Bishop Heelan 7-3, Creston over Albia 1-0, Dallas Center Grimes a 5-0 winner over Atlantic, and it was Dallas Center Grimes 1-0 over Creston. At the Underwood Invitational, it was Underwood over Walnut 6-2. Earlham beat Walnut 10-0. Thomas Jefferson 6-5 over Charter Oak Ute. Shenandoah beat Woodbine 9-6. Riverside 19-8 over Sydney. Underwood beat Thomas Jefferson 5-4. Shenandoah 11-4 winners over Riverside. Charter Oak Ute defeating Walnut 8-3. Woodbine beat Sydney 13-10. Charter Oak Ute a 5-4 winner over Woodbine. In the third place game, it was Riverside defeating Thomas Jefferson 5-2. The championship game saw Underwood defeat Shenandoah by a score of 12-0. In the Otobolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove tournament, it was Denison over OABCIG 9-1. Harlan beat Carroll 15-5. Maple Valley over IKM Manning 12-1. North Polk, a winner over Kemper Catholic 8-7. In the seventh place game, IKM Manning 15-7 over Kemper Catholic. The fifth place game saw North Polk beat Maple Valley 12-3. In the third place contest, it was Carroll over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 10-0. And in the championship game, Harlan a winner over Denison by a score of 8-0. Also Saturday, Glenwood beat St. Albert 16-1. And it was St. Albert over West Central Valley 8-7. The man who managed the Clarinda A's summer collegiate program for more than 57 years died over the weekend following a lengthy battle with cancer. That's according to Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda, as 76-year-old Merle J. Eberle died on Saturday. Eberle was serving as the general manager of the team at the time of his death. Notable alums of the A's include Ozzie Smith, Von Hayes, Buddy Black, and Jose Alvarez. They were among more than 30 former players who went on to have major league careers. Eberle's association with athletics began early in his life. He was a four-sport athlete at the Clarinda High School, playing basketball at Clarinda Junior College and minor league baseball in the White Sox organization. While he was a journalist for more than 30 years in Clarinda, his love of sports and working with young people led him to coach the Clarinda A's and the Clarinda Lancers basketball team until 1981. Eberle also served as coach at Iowa Western Community College Clarinda campus in the late 1960s and early 70s. A celebration of life service for Eberle will be held Thursday in Clarinda. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Francisco Liriano came pretty close to tossing his second career no-hitter a little over a month after he authored his first. The Minnesota lefty had a no-no going until Adrian Beltre singled, leading off the eighth inning of the Twins' 6-1 win over the Rangers. Liriano held the Rangers to two hits while striking out nine over 8 innings. Liriano was trying to join Johnny Vandermeer, Allie Reynolds, Virgil Trucks, and Nolan Ryan as the only pitchers to toss two no-hitters in the same regular season. Liriano no-hit the White Sox on May 3rd. Elsewhere in the American League, John Lester is the Junior Circuit's first 9-game winner, pitching two-hit ball over 8 innings in a 14-1 laugher for the Red Sox over Toronto. Derek Jeter is within 7 hits of 3,000 after contributing a pair of RBI singles to the Yankees' 9-1 rout of Cleveland. Seattle stopped Detroit from taking sole possession of the AL Central lead by downing the Tigers 7-3. Evan Longoria hit an inside-the-park home run and had 3 RBIs to highlight Tampa Bay's 9-6 win at Baltimore. Adam Dunn smacked a 3-run homer, and Mark Tian scored the tie-breaking run on a throwing error as the White Sox rallied to beat Oakland 5-4. Vin Mazzaro pitched 7 stellar innings, and the Kansas City Royals turned 5 double plays to beat the Los Angeles Angels 9-0 in the rubber game of their 3-game set. In the National League, there's a new leader in the Central Division. Prince Fielder launched a go-ahead 2-run homer while the Milwaukee Brewers were scoring 4 times in the 6th inning to beat St. Louis 4-3. Mark Kotze doubled home the Brewers' first run and scored on Ryan Braun's single before Fielder chased Jake Westbrook. The Brewers improved to 38-28 and moved a half game ahead of the Cardinals. In the Central Division, it's the first time Milwaukee has owned sole possession of the National League Central lead since July 9th of 09. Elsewhere, the Phillies were 4-3 winners over the Chicago Cubs as Ryan Howard had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Atlanta stretched its winning streak to 6 as Tommy Hansen struck out a career-high 14 over 7 innings in a 4-1 triumph at Houston. The Washington Nationals are on a 3-game road winning streak for the first time since April of 09. They blanked the San Diego Padres 2-0. James Loney hit his second career grand slam, and hard-throwing rookie Ruby De La Rosa pitched 5 effective innings before exiting with a forearm cramp, helping the Dodgers hold off the Rockies 10-8. Stephen Drew had 3 hits, including a 2-run double in the first inning in Arizona's 5-1 triumph at Florida. Chris Capuano scattered 3 hits over 7 innings as the New York Mets pounded Pittsburgh 7-0, and San Francisco doubled up Cincinnati by a score of 4-2. Also in the Pacific Coast League, it was Round Rock beating the Iowa Cubs 9-2 on Sunday. Omaha beat Oklahoma City 5-4. Iowa opens up a series at Omaha beginning tonight. Florida has advanced to the College World Series by crushing 5 home runs in a Sunday 8-6 win over SEC rival Mississippi State. The Gators trailed 6-4 until Preston Tucker belted a 3-run shot in the 7th inning. Daniel Piggott homered twice for Florida, which overcame Nick Vickerson's 3-run homer and 4 RBIs as the College World Series field now starts to take shape. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Wowee! What happened to your car?
What do you mean, what happened to it? I just had $3,000 worth of paint and bodywork done on it, Bob.
You didn't go to Brown Auto Body, did you?
Well, no. This guy had a little shop behind his house. Look, I could have taken it to Brown Auto Body. Hey, I could still take it to Brown Auto Body. Of course, that'll mean I paid double when I didn't have to.
Brown Auto Body, specializing in insurance and collision repair, superior service, pickup and delivery, and access to rental cars that'll make your misfortune just a little easier. Put your trust in Dana Cooper and the boys at Brown Auto Body, 3rd and Elm in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
After years of playoff disappointments, the Dallas Mavericks sit atop the pro basketball world. The Mavs wrapped up their first NBA championship by beating Miami 105-95 to eliminate the favored Heat in 6 games. Jason Terry was a huge spark plug off the bench, scoring 19 of his game-high 27 points in the first half. The Mavericks canned 11 of 26 three-point shots. Dirk Nowitzki, the finals MVP, started slowly with just 11 points in the first 3 quarters, but he helped to seal the deal with 10 points in the final 8 minutes to finish with 21. Guards J.J. Barea added 15 points, and 38-year-old Jason Kidd played a great floor game with 9 points and 8 assists in helping him earn his first NBA title in his 17th season. The Mavs won 4 of the series' last 5 games and earned redemption from the 2006 NBA Finals when they won the first 2 games and then lost the series to Miami in 6. Well, it's a good thing LeBron James had that big party when he arrived in Miami last summer, because for now, that's all he's going to get. He brought his talents to South Beach to win titles, but he's now 0-1 in Miami and 0-8 in his career. James led the Heat with 21 points, but he committed 6 of the Heat's 16 turnovers. He wasn't much of a factor at the end, either. For the series, he scored just 21 points in the fourth quarter over 6 games. Now, this seemed to delight Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert, who congratulated Dallas on winning its first NBA title about 15 minutes after the Mavericks beat Miami in Game 6, Gilbert sent a message on his Twitter page to Mavericks owner Mark Cuban that said, quote, "Old lesson for all. There are no shortcuts. None." Last summer, after James announced he was leaving the Cavaliers, Gilbert promised karma would prevent James from winning a championship, and he promised the Cavaliers would win their first title before the self-proclaimed king won one. And racing Jeff Gordon has moved into a tie with Bobby Allison and Darrell Waltrip for third on NASCAR's career wins list by capturing the 5-Hour Energy 500 at Pocono Raceway. Gordon started in the second row and led most of the final 40 laps, picking up his second win of the season. Five of Gordon's 84 victories have come at Pocono. Pole sitter Kurt Busch settled for second, followed by Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and Kevin Harvick. In golf news, Harrison Frazier won his first PGA Tour title in his 355th tournament, beating Robert Carlson with a par on the third hole of a sudden-death playoff at the St. Jude Classic. Frazier became the seventh first-time winner on the tour this year and the first to win his first title in Memphis since Dickie Pride in 1994. Top-ranked Yanni Tseng is the winner of the LPGA State Farm Classic, finishing three shots ahead of Christy Kerr. Tseng carried a one-stroke lead into the final round and closed with a 4-under-68 for a 21-under total. Brittany Lincecum and Paula Creamer tied for third at 16-under par. Mark Wiebe parred the third playoff hole to beat James Mason and win the Greater Hickory Classic. Both players birdied the 18th in regulation to finish at a tournament record 19-under, one shot ahead of Fred Funk and Chip Beck in that Champions Tour event. And a trainer at Prairie Meadows Horse Track is disputing a positive drug test for one of his horses. Jean Jacot told the Des Moines Register that the amount of banned substance found in See Me Now's system after a May 21st race at the Altoona track was too small to indicate intentional drug use. He says the horse likely picked up the trace level of the amphetamine from a person or something else. See Me Now finished third in the race. His drug test showed 3 nanograms of the drug. Any amount of the drug is banned in horse racing. Prairie Meadows has suspended Jacot pending a hearing on that drug test. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.